Good afternoon. Thank you for joining us with Meet Me at the Diner with host Ann Eller. Our special guest is Jim Keir. Here is your host, live from Sharp Faces Gallery, Ann Eller.
Oh, that's right. We are here at Sharp Faces Gallery today. Yes, I'm Ann Eller. Yes, my very special guest is our returning Greenwood County manager, Jim Keir, and he is here. Do want to tell you, though, right now, the price of gold, $1,628. So it has gone up instead of falling down. Did fall down first thing this morning, has gone back up. I don't know. Does that mean they're making a deal or not making a deal? That's the question right now. Silver is $39.87. Excellent day. I would say take the money and run. That's what I would do because that's what we do here. We don't take a chance on what's going to happen tomorrow. We take it every day. So if you'd like to sell, come see us at Sharp Facets Gallery right here on the 72 bypass. Got a question, want to ask something? Give us a call, 229-6613. So we are here at Sharp Facets Gallery today. Today, what is the weather out there? It is getting hot, 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 hot. 75 this morning. What is it looking like right now? Well, I'm going to tell you. The sun has come out. It was partly cloudy, but now the sun has come out, and it is already up to 86 degrees. Feels like 93, so looks like it's going to be heating up again, folks. Mostly sunny, high of 97. Tonight's supposed to cool down to about 72, and tomorrow partly cloudy, very hot, high around 100. So if you've got things to do, make sure you get out there early. And don't forget about your animals out there. They need to have that, have some water and some cool space, maybe even turn the sprinkler on to give them a little fresh water out there to keep them cool. But it is my very much pleasure to welcome Jim Keir to our show. Yes, he is back as our Greenwood County manager. He was the county manager from 1996 through 2007. Then he went on to teach at Lander. He's now back. He took the interim job, and he is now back. So how are you doing today, Jim?
I'm good, thank you, Ann.
It's good to have you here. Now, God, what a time to come back on board. How do you feel about being back in this seat?
Well, it's a challenge. And I welcome the challenge. I hope I can do a good job for the citizens of Greenwood County and for County Council. I have a lot of interest in Greenwood County, and I care for it, and so I want to see it progress and do well.
Sure. Now, of course, one of the things that, of course, is very interesting is that you were actually at Lander. You were teaching, professing political science. But I think you thought when you left Lander, you were totally done.
Yeah, I actually have left Lander a year ago and thought I was done and retired. And then they asked me to come back for one more year. And so this last spring semester, I thought I was wrapping things up until county called and asked if I'd step in and help them for a period of time.
Sure. Now, you, of course, came back on board as an interim manager.
That's correct.
And then how did you end up becoming permanent here?
That's what my wife has asked me.
She kind of likes having you on retirement, huh?
Yeah, well, I had no intention when I first came in on as an interim to stay because, actually, Nancy and I had several plans for this fall and for next year. And as we worked through, I started back in March part-time, and then after my semester at Lander was completed, more or less went full-time. Council kept on asking me if I would consider coming back full-time, and it took me a while to think about that and for my wife and I to discuss it. And seeing opportunities and problems, I agreed to come on for a period of time.
Sure, and that period of time is 2 years?
I told them that, you know, I would hate to commit over 2 years, though we can see after that period of time. If council feels that I'm not fulfilling
their needs.
Expectations or need, that can terminate at any time. So It's not really, I haven't signed a contract yet, nor have I seen a contract yet, but I would anticipate it'd be a contract that would represent a 30-day, notification.
Out on either party?
On either party.
Sure.
I'm not looking for some golden parachute or anything like that, so we can continue the relationship as long as it's good and progressive and everyone seems to be pleased with it.
Sure. Now, there has been some question. You were making quite substantially more money than our former county manager.
That's true. What I have is my time and my service and my experience, and that's what I sell.
Right.
And I'm changing my plans, and we're putting some things off. And when council asked me what it would take, then I told them. And it's interesting, when I left in 2007, council basically in 2007 offered me a very similar package that I turned down. And so I don't see it too much dissimilar to what they offered in 2007.
Well, okay. That's what we wanted to know, because that's been a question out there. And, of course, I'm sure we're probably going to get some calls on it, Jim. But if you want to call us, 229-7984, that's 229-7984. So we are here. We are going to be talking about a lot of different issues. But one of the things I always like to talk about, Jim, where are you from originally?
I'm originally from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
How'd you make it all the way to Greenwood, South Carolina?
Well, I did my undergraduate work in West Virginia, and then I did my graduate work in Knoxville at the University of Tennessee in Knoxville, Tennessee. What were you
hoping to be when you grew up after you graduated?
I have a degree, a master's degree in public administration, so it was always public service, and one of my goals was to be a city manager, county manager, that type of employment. But we moved back to Chautauqua County, New York, which is just south of Buffalo.
Nice cold place.
Yeah, well, about 200 inches of snow a year.
Right.
And because of that, I decided to come back south again. So in 1972... we moved to North Carolina, and I was working for the state of North Carolina at that time.
Wow. Okay. So you made it, I guess in 1996, is that when you moved to Greenwood?
In 1996, January 2nd, I assumed the position of the Greenwood County Manager, and we've lived here since then.
Sure. Now, there's been a lot of changes to Greenwood County, particularly when you look back to 1996. Are there's issues that we're still dealing with today, but issues that we were dealing with then? What would be some of those issues that?
The lake is a big issue. The dam is a big issue.
Sure.
We always have issues about transportation, roadways. The jail, I hope that's been an issue for many years, that the jail has had to be renovated, and there have been various plans that we've talked about, and finally we do have in the bond issue plans to do that. So it just economic development, jobs.
All things that we're dealing with. So
sure.
We're going to be talking about all of these issues here in just a moment. So if you'd stay tuned right here on WLMA. I am Ann Eller. I do have our new county manager, Jim Keir, here with us. If you have a question, give us a call, 229-7984. That's 229-7984. We'll be right back.
Gold, more precious than any other time in history. Do you have gold? Do you need cash? Then bring it to SFG. That's Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood. Telephone 229-6613. Don't forget, we buy diamonds too. Paying the highest prices for your gold and diamonds at Sharp Facets Gallery.
You're with us at Meet Me at the Diner with host Ann Ella. Our special guest is Jim Keir, the Greenwood County Manager. Here's your host, Ann Ella.
Oh, that's right. We are back here at Sharp Facets Gallery on the 72 bypass. We do have Jim Keir, who is the Greenwood County Manager. He's just taken back over that job. He was the manager from 1996 through 2007. Then he had a sabbatical. He went to teach college.
That's right.
And then you came back when we needed an interim, and now you have just assumed that that job there. Good to have you back. We have had a couple of questions come in, though, Jim. One of the questions is Claire Mosley wants to say that something, how come they're able to pay you so much more money, especially when money is so tight in our economy right now and in budgets?
Budgets are tight, and we've experienced a loss of revenue. And we haven't had a tax increase in a number of years.
Mm-hmm.
What we are doing and trying to do is to look at services. We haven't cut any services. We're looking at privatization, where we can have public entities fulfill jobs that the county was doing.
So more like outsourcing,
sure. Sure. And so we're looking at central services and paying for those. I will say our initial review of the spending this fiscal year, it looks like we have underspent the budget by $170-some thousand. And we will continue to be conservative in our expenditures and in how we spend county money.
Sure. Well, I think one of the questions that's coming in, and I know this is nothing against you personally, Jim. Everybody should get the best deal. But Jan Walker just called in. She says, nothing against you as a person. You should get your best deal. But she doesn't understand, as far as council is concerned, how they could pay you this much money.
Well, all I can say is I think council has trust in my ability to look after the affairs of Greenwood County, that I have a proven track record with them, and they were willing to make that decision.
Sure.
But it was purely their decision.
So this really goes back to council. If one has a problem, one really should be contacting council on this.
Well,
it's not your decision.
It's not my decision. That's
sure.
Correct.
And so you are going to be the new Greenwood County manager. You are going to be looking at ways to help save more money.
That's correct.
That's right. What other ways? Outsourcing is a good thing. We've seen in our government I've just had a discussion. I think it was with, it was either Mick Mulvaney or with Trey Gowdy, but I'm pretty sure it was Mick Mulvaney. How the federal government has gone about insourcing things and bringing more into the government and therefore creating payroll taxes and all these things that needed to pay instead of paying for outsourcing, which is what we used to have. So this is very interesting that you're
right.
Talking about outsourcing rather than keeping it insourced.
Good. Yeah, the our biggest expenditure is personnel.
Mm-hmm.
And so if we can find ways to outsource and let private industry take care of the services that we're talking about, or to coordinate with the city or other governmental units, combine services, then we can be more effective and hopefully realize a cost savings in delivering services to our residents. So I still think outsourcing is very important.
Now, you talk about taxes. It seems like we pay an awful lot of taxes, but you're saying that we didn't get an increase in taxes.
No, not on county taxes and nor on school taxes.
About Act 388? That's the bone doggle out there, right?
Yeah, 388 puts a cap on millage, not only for county but also for the school districts.
Mm-hmm.
And we can't raise millage any more than what the CPI would be. And as far as I realize, at least this fiscal year, the budget, there's not a tax increase, nor do I believe there, for the last several years, there's been a tax increase.
Are you saying there might be a tax increase?
No, I don't see council willing to do that, and so we're going to have to be more efficient with how we have revenue and how we spend that revenue and still deliver a high level of service.
Sure. Now, another question that came in here today, some people want to know how come the money raised for the dam has been used for everything but. Now, that's not my understanding, but maybe you can explain it better.
No, the money that's been collected for the 1 cent capital sales tax cannot be used for anything other than the library or for repairs at the dam.
And the library's a done deal.
This over $8 million, I believe, was paid to complete the library.
And, you know, one of the good things about the library, it's paid for, right?
That's correct.
That is an unbelievable phenomenal in today's world to be able to say the library is paid for.
That's exactly right. And no other project has been paid for out of that 1 cent capital sales tax.
In fact, you still have money sitting there.
Yes, we do.
Based on, what, 30-some million or something?
The total was, for the two projects, where it was $40 million.
Mm-hmm.
And legally, we can't collect over the $40 million.
Mm-hmm.
Or once we know what the total cost of the project is, as long as we have sufficient money to cover the cost, then collection would also cease. We're now waiting for hopefully the final order from the FERC to come down to tell us exactly what we have to do. Staff has been in negotiations with the FERC to try to come to the most reasonable, sensible resolution of what we have to do.
They wanted to. They wanted us to redo the dam in a really big way based on earthquake possibilities and a lot of stuff that they have found that really just isn't necessary.
Right. They are using an earthquake that happened in Japan as to be the stage that we have to meet, and that's one of the issues that we are fighting and saying that's not reasonable.
Sure.
And so we're waiting for the final resolution of that.
Now, when are you thinking? Because I know this has been going on for a good while, Jim.
Well, I think council and staff wants to get this resolved. I would hope in the next 60, 90 days we get a final order from the FERC because we need some resolution of this. And we need to go on and get it repaired to their satisfaction so it doesn't continue to hang over all of us.
Now, whatever needs to be repaired, unless they say we have to do the whole deal, it'll be a whole lot less expensive than their original proposal.
Hopefully.
Right.
Hopefully.
Now, what would happen to the money that is sitting there on that 1 cent sales tax?
Well, the legislation allows several things to be done. Number one, any residue of funds can be used to pay down existing debt that the county may have for bonds that they've already issued. The other thing is that in what I hear council talking about occasionally is that if there is money left over, then what they would do is...
Have a big party?
No, we're not going to have a big party. Is to
a citywide party or county party? Come
no,
on.
No parties, no parties.
Sorry. Okay, sorry.
But I think what they'd probably do is see if there are projects that the people would vote upon that they'd want to use that residual money for. So I think they'd go back to the people with any determination or decision on that. Or they can pay down the bond indebtedness, which is the other option.
Okay. All right. So that is something that you're thinking, let's see, this is August. Before the end of the year, we really ought to know.
I would hope so. There's no reason why it should linger on any further. I mean, the FERC just needs to make a decision based upon the information that they have available to them. And, of course, we want the information coming from D.C. We don't want it from the regional office. We want a final decision.
And you want it in writing?
Definitely in writing. If they're open, right?
If they're open. That's what I was going to say. I was going to say if they're open. So, you know, we could definitely use this resolved. And if that did, then that would do away with the 1 cent sales tax, correct?
Yes. Once those projects are taken care of, the 1 cent sales tax goes away.
You know, most people think that y'all, I'm using y'all as a descriptive term here, will come up with something else for that 1 cent sales tax and we'll never get out of it.
No, what would happen is that if additional projects are wanted, they would have to go back out and the people would have to vote on approving that 1 cent sales tax again for any new projects.
So it's just a waiting game then.
Well, I mean, what better direct democracy than a direct vote by the people, whether they want to do it or not?
A direct vote. Isn't that interesting, folks? Hey, I'm Ann Eller. I'm here with Jim Kuehr. He is the Greenwood County Manager. South Carolina News is up. We'll be back in just a moment.
What does WLMA stand for? Well, it stands for Wow, Let's Meet Again, right here on 1350 AM, Greenwood and the Lakelands News Talk radio station.
Welcome back to Meet Me at the Diner with host Ann Eller. Our special guest today is Jim Kuehr, Greenwood County Manager. Here is your host, Ann Eller.
Oh, that's right. We are here at Sharp Facets Gallery. It is Meet Me at the Diner, and my very special guest today is Jim Kuehr. He, of course, has just come back on board full-time as the Greenwood County Manager right here. And we've had some questions come in, but, you know, Jim, this isn't an easy job, is it?
No, it's not an easy job. You have presumably seven bosses. And
some people can't deal with one.
And, you know, you affect the lives of a lot of people. So
it's got to be tough to come on board when there's not a lot of money, shall we say. I mean, you're not building things, you're not making things, you're not making people go, wow, this is exciting.
Right. You're right. It's not absolutely a fun job. It's a challenging job.
Sure.
And,
we can't just spend money.
No,
I mean, only the federal government has that.
And unless we can get our own printing press, we're pretty much left to the revenue that we have generated.
Yes, and of course, you know, I mean, just the housing market is a problem. You know, there are so many things that affect even the services and everything that we have here. It's got to be hard to try to figure out how to balance it all out.
Sure.
What did you tell me, $170,000? To the good? Is that what you were saying a minute ago?
Yeah, the initial review of the expenditures this last fiscal year, it looks like we underspent our budget by $170,000, which is a compliment to the departments who are looking after their budgets and not wasting money or watching what they spent that they did not spend their total budget.
Absolutely. So that's a good thing. Now, we just talked about the dam. We talked about the 1 cent sales tax. Let's just go over this one more time because we had a question come in. Bill Sellers said, why don't we just eliminate sales tax increase? The ideal time to reduce the sales tax, I would like to hear that it would just be dropped. What's the deal on the sales tax? We can't drop it till we know how much money we have to pay.
Right. We had a positive vote of the people. They agreed to implement a 1 cent sales tax to pay for the repairs of the dam and to construct the library. The library is done. It's completed, and that money has been spent. We're waiting for the final written order on the dam, and hopefully it won't be the $30 million that we were initially told. And as soon as we know that, then we'll know what expenditures we're going to have to make on the dam. And once the dam is paid for, then that 1 cent sales tax is dropped. And it can't be used for any other project.
Now, just for the question, let's say, do we have $30 million just as a figure on hand, roughly?
No, I'm thinking it's 4 years this has been in place, and they've averaged about $8 million a year.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're probably talking that there's a balance now of $22-24 million.
I just wanted a hypothetical.
Yeah.
Now, my question is, when you get the word from on the dam,
right?
Okay, and they come back, and let's just for hypothetical,
sure.
We're saying that it's going to cost $15 million. We have
right.
enough money on
right.
hand to pay for it. There'll be some money left over, which we've talked about.
Right.
Does that mean at that point, once you have the figure that it is, that you would just say no more sales tax?
They would stop the sales tax. That's correct.
Wow. Okay. Well, Christmas is coming. We sure would like to know we didn't have to pay it for Christmas. That's what I'm thinking.
Well, hopefully we won't have to.
Right.
But now that's the beauty of that one cent.
And that's a capital
sales tax.
Right.
Is that it takes a positive vote of the people. The people implement it themselves.
Right.
And it's for specific projects. And once those projects are paid for, it goes away.
Okay.
It can't be used for, you can't just keep on adding projects to it.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So that's, and then it would have to be a decision made as to if there was any extra money left, what to do with that extra money. And there are options, and we've been over that. Other things that I wanted to talk about, we've talked a little bit about the jail, the construction of 3 fire stations. Will these be new fire stations or fixing ones that we already have?
No, these are new stations. One is going to be on Riley Road that will serve the Hodges Ware Shoals area, and that's basically an underserved area presently. The other is on Eddy Road down in Lower Lakes. The Lower Lakes station is just in bad shape and needed to be replaced. And the third is a combination between the town of 96 and the county, where we are both putting money to build a new station for the town of 96. And, of course, they're going to assist us in fire coverage in that area also.
Okay, so we've got 3 fire stations. We've got the jail renovations. Now, where are we at as far as on the jail?
Talking to the engineers, in fact, they're meeting.
When we get finished here?
Yes, they're meeting at 1. They're meeting at 1:30.
Okay.
To go over the schedule.
Mm-hmm.
And to make any changes to the plans, and we hope to bid it out by mid-August. And if we can do that, then you're looking at 12 to 16 months construction time.
Where is the jail actually going to be?
It's present location.
Okay.
Yeah. What we're doing is we're major renovations to the existing structure.
Now, one of my questions, Jim, is it's so important in this time. What about the using, will you be using local contractors, local product, local?
Local. We will encourage local contractors. We have to use the concept of low bid.
Mm-hmm.
It's a competitive bid project. It's a large project. And so, number one, you have to have a contractor that is capable of carrying it out.
Mm-hmm.
But we would encourage local contractors to bid on the projects. Fortunately, if we look at the fire station, those are local contractors.
Great.
And so we're happy with that.
You have your general contractor.
Right.
Right. And that is the person that is overseeing the whole job. And then, of course, I guess you'd have
smaller subcontractors. And, hopefully they will be local also.
Well, is there any way that even you can put it in the contract that we prefer that we use local contractors if we're spending? Goodness, that's okay. Andy, I tell you what, let's hear a word from our sponsors.
Yep.
Let Jim get his voice back here.
Yep.
We'll be right back. Don't you go away.
Monday, happy days. Tuesday, Wednesday, happy days. Thursday, Friday, happy days.
Gold dust.
This year will be a simpler year, one fine gift to last a lifetime from Mother Earth with love, a diamond to light the way and create the energy to keep your love alive. Only at Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72 Greenwood, 229-6276.
You're here with us at Meet Me at the Diner with host Ann Eller. special guest, Jim Keir, Greenwood County Manager. Here's your host, Ann Eller.
All right. We're back here at Sharp Facets Gallery. We have Jim, are you recovered now?
Yeah, I think so.
I got you all choked up.
Yeah,
here.
Thanks for the water. I needed that.
Got him all choked up here today. No, not really. We're having a good time talking about some of the issues here. We were just talking about the jail and, of course, bidding that out. They have to have a general contractor and then subcontractors underneath that. And, of course, my question was, can we use local people? Jim, let's go through that just one more time, and then I've got a question that actually goes to that.
Okay. We need to be restricted by the lowest competitive bid. And
well, we wouldn't have any travel time if you used local people.
that's true.
Yeah.
If they put that in their bid package.
Right, exactly.
And so by state law, we're required to adhere to the lowest qualified bid. And I do say qualified because some bids aren't qualified. And so we can't tell a general contractor who they can and can't use. We could certainly say we prefer it, but we can influence and inflate his bid by making unreasonable restrictions on it.
Sure. The objective is to get the whole job built for a price.
For a price that is competitive and the lowest cost.
Sure. Now, we did just have a call come in. Willie Combs, who is a cement finisher, he says we should make it a rule if local is within 5%, they still can get contracts. And he just wonders, this sidewalk work was just wrong, and he says something about them being illegals here. This really is two questions. One, let's talk about the fact of using local product, local whenever we can,
right,
Jim.
I'm going by memory, but I do know council many years ago, when I was first with the county, we did pass a local preference ordinance, where if a contract that we bid out a contract, and I believe it's up to $50,000. I'm going by memory, so
sure.
There is a local preference, and I believe it's up to 15%. That would be taken into consideration for local contractors. But the county does have that preference, and it's in an ordinance. The sidewalks were actually a state project funded by federal money, and we had no control over that, where they went and how they were constructed and how they were bid.
So that's your federal government at work, folks.
Well,
funds, federal government funds, right,
correct.
Coming through.
But the other thing is that once you have federal money involved in any contract, the upfront documentation that you have to sign, all the compliances, is about 150 pages long. And one of the things that we found in dealing with the airport, because we use a lot of federal money at the airport, is that many local contractors just throw up their hands in having to deal with all that paperwork. And so that is a bit of a problem.
Sure. And that is one thing about our federal government at work. They like to use paper, don't they?
Yep. we haven't
whether it's record keeping, whether it's record
right.
keeping
sure.
or contracts or whatever.
Or compliance.
Or compliance.
To document compliance with their rules and regulations. But if you're going to use the king's gold, you're going to play by the king's rules.
Absolutely. Is it still the king's gold?
It's probably his credit card.
Credit card, there you go. Is it maxed out? Well, we're not sure. We hear that they're going to be upping that, and we'll see how that's going today and see if everybody comes on board the way they say they're going to. I think it's going to be interesting, don't you? I don't think the fight's over, do you?
I don't think so. I think this is going to be interesting to watch the House. I think it's over in the Senate. The Senate
yes.
will pass it fairly, very easily, but I think that... You know, if progressives on the Democrat side and the Tea Party on the conservatives on the Republican side, and you just wonder if there's enough votes in the middle that they can't pass it.
Absolutely. I think it's going to be interesting. So you got to stay tuned to hear more about that. So we've talked a little bit about the jail, the construction of the three fire fire stations. You did say those were going to go to, did go to, or are going to local contractors?
Yeah, two of them are bid out, and they are local to a local contractor. The third has not been bid out yet, but I don't see any reason why it would go outside the county.
Okay.
It's going to be very similar to the ones that are being constructed now.
Okay. All right, and now for another question, the Civic Center. What is going to happen to the Civic Center out there? You know, I just really hate that they actually closed it down, but what's going to happen, Jim?
Well, there seems to be a little bit of interest from a couple areas in the county of people who think maybe they want to keep it open, and we're going to explore with them to see what the reality is, whether or not financially they want to undertake that.
But they're not actually talking about selling the property.
No,
they're just not. Like lease it or run it on a day-to-day basis.
That's correct. But we'll see if people are really will really put their money where their mouth is on this one.
Well, the bad thing is that once it seems like you go outside of this, when I know that there are several areas that people can go to meet, mm-hmm. whether it's Piedmont Tech or the
right.
Little River Multicultural Center,
right.
but that was such a convenient place
right.
right there that it seems a shame that we should lose that type of facility.
Well, if you reopen it, it's going to be a considerable amount of work and cost to renovate it. And that's the other consideration. Where are you going to get the funds to do that?
Sure. So if there is no deal made, what would be the eventuality of the Civic Center?
A building that is left standing and not used and not maintained deteriorates quite quickly.
Mm-hmm.
I would think the council would come to a conclusion that if there is not another option to operate it and fund it, that they would probably want to tear it down. But that's something they haven't made that decision on yet.
Sure. And then, of course, we have all the ball fields and everything in the
right.
back there. And you were telling me something about possibly expanding the amount that they have there.
Sure. I think if that happens, if the Civic Center comes down and if the animal shelter moves, then that property then could be used for additional outdoor recreational programs and sites.
Sure. Okay. All right. Well, that takes care of where we're at on the Civic Center. I know there's a lot of people on a lot of different sides on that, and it seems a shame because now we're kind of bypassed for bigger mm-hmm. of venues coming through
right.
here. So from that standpoint. All right, other things talking about. We were talking about, you said they were updating the technology. They had something like $800,000 to do this in the bond?
Yeah, in the bond issue, there's money for technology. And mm-hmm. we're presently just implemented a new financial package.
Mm-hmm.
We're also working on a software package that will integrate the planning department, building inspection, the assessor's office, the auditor's office, and tax collection, so that we don't have four or five different systems not communicating with each other, but we will have one unified system that record keeping can be maintained. And we're also in the process of moving off of the old AS400, an IBM machine that is grossly outdated. And so we're moving to a different platform, more of a PC-based network. And so this should help streamline our processes.
So will that eventually make things cheaper? Cheaper as far as the cost of doing
it. It will make us more effective, and will probably cut down the need for additional staff, or who knows, even current staff. We'll see.
Well, okay. All right. So that is something. Now, when are you looking to have that totally online? Shall we say?
The financial system is online now. We cut it over last week. And we're still in the planning stages. It will probably be another 6 months before the CAMA system is actually activated. But we're working currently on it.
Mm. And then we had a question about the airport. David Sims, question, have we ever looked at promoting the airport? Planes need parking and maintenance that we can offer. You know, one of the things about the airport, we were telling back during the Flower Festival, I think it was, or yes, when they were doing the pilot, the rides for kids, the Young Eagles program, we had so many people call that say, number one, they didn't even know we had an airport. Number two, it is difficult to see. I mean, you can drive right by it very easily. So the question is, have we ever looked at promoting the airport? Planes need parking and maintenance that we can offer. Jim?
I think one of the best things that's happened to the airport is that an airport advisory committee has been established. And these members of this committee are made up of pilots and users of the airport.
Mm-hmm.
And they have spent the last year, in fact, about 4 weeks ago, they made their first recommendations to council on how we can improve the airport. And I think they're very positive ideas, and we're looking at to start instituting the changes that they're recommending. So yeah, I think the airport is a
it's a big
asset.
Plus for our community.
That's correct.
Yeah.
We've also spent some money to improve it as far as the runway. We have a new project to take care of the cracks in the runway.
Resurface.
Yeah. I went out there with the assistant engineer, and she showed me the cracks, and of course something has to be done. We're also improving the fuel system, the fuel tank. We're looking to see in the future if we can have a fuel system that can be accessed after hours.
Mm-hmm.
We've changed the arrangement at the airport terminal so that when pilots do come in after hours, they have access to restrooms and those types of things, which
sure.
they didn't have before. But these are ideas that have come out of the Airport Advisory Commission, and I think it's a very good thing.
You know, one of the things I think people need to do, if you've never been out to the airport, they need to go out there. It really is a fabulous facility.
Sure,
you know,
it,
for a community of our size to have something like this is phenomenal.
That's correct. It's a nice facility.
That's right, and something that definitely needs to be maintained and taken care of. So that's good to hear that there is some movement on that. You know, Jim, you have been here almost an hour. We're almost out of time. But one of the things, what do you think the future holds for Greenwood? I'm going to have to give a station ID, and I want you to think about that answer here for just a second. And then we're going to just finish up with that question. But what do we think the future of Greenwood is here? Of course, you know, we talk about we need jobs, we need all these things. But I would love to have your input since you're back in that seat again right here in Greenwood. This is your favorite radio station, WLMA, right here in Greenwood. We are going to run over just a second. Jim, what do you think?
I think it's positive. I think working with the partnership and looking at some of the developments that are taking place, just look at the mall.
Mm-hmm. It's a big positive project.
It's a positive. Look at Holly Hobby coming in across the street in the old Winn-Dixie. For some reason, people are recognizing Greenwood as
a
hub.
Center, right.
And we're starting to see retail recognizing that. Are we there? Now, we still don't have a Publix. I understand that. But I think we're making progress, and the partnership is a vital cog in that.
Partnership Alliance is a vital partner?
Yes, vital partner.
There you go.
But we're going to get through this economic turndown.
Mm-hmm.
And
economically, we're in pretty good shape to be going through this?
Well, if you look at it right now, we don't even have a empty building that we can promote. And so that's, you know, the problem is that we need to promote more.
Right.
And I think we're doing that. But I think Greenwood, for not having an interstate,
mm-hmm.
has survived fairly well. we're not there, but we have the components. We have water, we have sewer. You look at downtown Greenwood, they've done a lot. It's very pleasant, and
it's starting
to thrive, and that's what people are going to look for. We have the lake. Retirees are looking for this area, looking at this area. My goodness, an old friend from high school that graduated, I hadn't talked to him since 1965. He lives on Lake Greenwood.
From Pittsburgh,
that's right. So, we have the components. We just have to get through this turn down, and if the economy rights itself in any significant way, I think we are in a position to benefit from it.
Well, that's great. Listen, County Manager Jim Keir, thanks for coming in and sitting down with us here today.
Thanks, Ann. Glad to be here.
All right. This is WLMA right here in Greenwood. Bye-bye, Andy.
Bye, Ann.